A lot of what happened at the Élysée Palace has been important political symbolism. President Sarkozy greeted David Cameron, the two men who took a risk driving international support for Libya's rebels and whose Air Force pilots led the NATO campaign. That was before the arrival that really counted today, of Mustafa Abdul Jalil, being greeted not simply as the leader of the uprising against Colonel Gaddafi, but now as leader of an emerging government which must rebuild Libya on entirely new foundations. Mr. Jalil is no showman, but he's certainly in the spotlight, under pressure to deliver. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says he thinks the rebels-turned-rulers in the National Transitional Council, the NTC, have made a good beginning.
We're not saying this is all over. There is no complacency here whatsoever. NATO operations will continue, but the National Transitional Council will be encouraged by all of us at this meeting to show the people of Libya that they are setting out on that free and democratic future. And I certainly accept the sincerity of their leaders that that is what they intend to do.
The challenges facing the interim leadership are huge. To create national unity and stop any sign of tribal or clan warfare, to deliver democracy in a country with no real democratic experience, and to provide a stable economy so that ordinary Libyans see real benefits. But news of an extended ultimatum now offered by the opposition before they storm the town of Sirte has soothed governments in Paris, hoping further bloodshed in Libya can be avoided. And there's quiet satisfaction, some of those who refused to back the rebels early on are recognising new reality now, as Russia falls into line. The future for Libya remains uncertain, but this conference is meant to help increase the chances of a positive outcome.